Counsel, would you read verses 36 through 38 of John, the 13th chapter?
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
Verse 36. Any comments on verse 36?
Just that it would be a long time afterwards that Peter would be able to follow him, because he not only would have to finish his course, but the raising and sleeping saints didn't occur until 1870.
All right. And at the end of the Gospel of John, there's this conversation that takes place where Jesus is talking about to John, if I will that thou tarriest. You know, he suggested that John would tarry, and Peter, let's see now, I got a little mixed up. Peter was to be crucified. When thou wast young, thou didst gird thyself, and went whithersoever thou wouldest. And when thou art old, another shall take thee, where thou like would be not thy care willing to go. Then he says, well, what about him? Meaning John. And then Jesus said, well, if I will that he tarry, what is that to thee? In other words, that's none of your business. That's his, but now it does show that he did, that Peter would be eventually led to a similar fate that Jesus was, with his arms outstretched in his walking. Verse 37, this 13th chapter of John, verse 37. Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Any comments on that?
Yes. Brother Frick, Jesus knew that Peter will die on the cross, and but not yet, until he received the Holy Spirit and was strengthened. Because he knew already that Peter is going to deny him three times.
Yes.
So that those after those periods gone, and after he was formally crystallized, then he will do the same.
Yes.
This is another example where Peter's heart was right, but he spoke too impulsively, and Jesus had to, in a sense, rebuke him. And it's a good thing this was recorded in advance, so that Peter denied him. It helps us know more about Jesus' insight into character, and also we can see then how penetrating it was for Peter to be. When he realized Jesus knew this in advance, and he did that very thing.
And this is the condition that made the effective decision. I'm not ready today, that we can learn.
Yes.
Not to be too boastful, not to be so overly sure.
Right. Because in the picture he did deny the master quite vehemently, but that was not his normal characteristic. He was a wasn't a planned thing. He planned to do that which was right. Well, I mean, as far as loyalty is concerned. Let us read verse 38, or consider verse 38. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now, any comment on that? For instance, Mark's gospel words it differently as we have it. Mark 14? I have some things here, but it is somewhere.
14:29. Oh.
And there are certain verses here that are missing, part portions of verses that are missing, not in the Diaglot, but in the Sinaitic manuscript, and that would make it harmonize with the Peter denying Christ three times before cock crow, not before it crow twice, like it says in Mark. And in the Berean manual, at least the old ones, there's a place of spurious passages somewhere. Find that. I tried to look up something. But it tells the verses, so I just would like to mention them so that you can mark them out in your Bible. Oh, it's that would be at the end of this. Let's see. Here we're coming to it now. Back in the addendum of the Berean Manual, page 10, it says spurious passages of the New Testament. And when it comes to Mark, that's the only one that creates the problem. When you read Mark, the 14th chapter, it states here that Mark 14, verse 30, the word twice is omitted in the Sinaitic manuscript, but it's in the Vatican. And then in, one other place. In Mark 14, 68, verse 68, you add a statement that's in both manuscripts. That is not here, which is, let me get the 1468.
And the cock crew.
Yes, you add the words, and the cock crew. Then Mark 14, verse 72, where it says the second time in one part of the verse, and the word twice in another part, these both should be omitted. It says the second time. Those three words, the second time, verse 72, Mark 14. All these are in Mark 14. Verse 72, where it says the second time, that should be omitted. And where it says twice, that should be omitted.
Brother,
yes.
In the Diaglot, the last verse in John 13 reads, "The cock will not crow till thou hast denied me three times."
Yeah, well, according...
Making it clear then.
Yeah. Well, this is in verse 42. It says that...
Sister Josephine, which were you reading of? From the Diaglot?
What
about which verse?
The last, John 14, 38. 13:38. In the latter half, the cock will not crow till thou wilt disown me three times.
Yeah, but wait, let me see that.
But
because
there's no problem with that,
right.
That verse.
No,
14:38 is not in question.
Yeah,
no.
But she's saying that it is makes it more clear that the cock couldn't crow at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I see.
Until Peter had denied him three times.
Yeah, but there's something else I'd like to see. Is that 14, oh, that's 13. All right, now I get it. Yes, in the word for word, in the dialogue here, in this here, evidently made a mistake, because here it says it has the word twice, and the second time. Those words with an asterisk are those that are just missing in the Sinaitic manuscript only. Of course, this could be a mistake. Incidentally, this can be a mistake. The actual printing here. Well, according to this here, one who has made a study of it, he says that it's missing in the diaglot.
But aren't you looking at the mark? You're looking at the wrong diaglot, John.
I was looking at Mark.
Right, and the diaglot that's being read there is John. That's what.
Oh my goodness! I was way off track. No, it should be taken out, but it's based on the Sinaitic manuscript, showing that the Sinaitic is a little more reliable than the Vatican did, but it's a close, very close rivalry as far as between the two. None are perfect. But that then would make it harmonize with Luke, because Luke writes on this, and John, and also Matthew. But it's the Mark account that's created the problem. So it has this in twice. Yes.
Mark 14:31 is interesting. The others apparently followed Peter's lead. He said, "If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any way." Likewise also said they all.
Right. That's in two Gospels. Likewise they said all. Another thing, this evidently was repeated because in two of the Gospels, this query that was made, or where Jesus responded to Peter's remarks, and he says that before cockcrow thou shalt deny me thrice, this statement was made after they had gone out to go to Gethsemane. But in the John Gospel, it's mentioned before they go out, suggesting that this was brought up twice. And John is bringing it in purposely to show make clear that particular distinction. If you read the two of the Gospels, it says, after they had sung in him, they went out into the garden. Then on the way, Peter makes this statement. But in John, that's not the same. In John, they don't go out until after a couple chapters. It says, "Arise, let us go hence," and then there's no mentioning of the other. So John doesn't bring it up a second time, but he brings it up to show that it wasn't the first time that he made the statement during that long evening where they were about 6 to 7 hours together. Yes.
Is there any disagreement really about this idea of the twice? Does that bring in another thought, or I'm trying to think of does that change the? I can see that scripturally that.
I think it's
proper,
is trying to show that before 3 o'clock.
Oh, because the cock does crow twice,
yes,
during the
night?
Yes,
that's when it's supposed to be. And so some thought it was 2 a.m., but they based that really on Mark's account, and they think that at that 2 o'clock, the sound was made twice at that time, 2 o'clock. And in that way, they try to harmonize before cockcrow. Whether it's once or twice would be immaterial because it's at 2 o'clock that this double sounding takes place. But I don't think that's the thought. The Sinaitic is better in that it obviates that whole consideration altogether and harmonizes with the picture. a prophetic picture, in that this denial will take place prior to 3 o'clock, this denial of this class. We don't want to get into discussion on this thing, because this could be a little involved too, because we feel that Peter represents a class at the end. The apostles that did not go into the garden or were not privileged to go with the three, they are that were left behind. There were eight left behind. That this represents a certain class, and things like that. There are different pictures. Judas represents something. But in this account we're just discussing here, we feel that the Mark account should be clarified. And in that way, the whole gospel then is clear. Now, back to where we're in John. Now we go back to John there. And notice the next chapter starts, "Let not your heart be troubled." It's a new chapter, but it's still taking place at the scene of the memorial. And then it isn't until the end of chapter 14, verse 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." So that rather long chapter 14 all took place in the memorial hall. And I think that's it. That's the study. At least we're now to the new chapter. And there's some things we'd like to discuss with regard to this new chapter, which I have some notes here for you. Not for this, but for the other. Next week, or whenever, Lord willing. So we'll close the study at this point.